words and things like that for you to like it now. They look at the future and they know that now you need to be educated. Means punished. Because the bad fellow is with you. Is the mom is here. Teacher comes from outside. And normally you have one mommy. But a lot of teachers, you should understand that. And because you're not a baby, don't look around for your mommy's grace and all that. Yes.
The mother is the carnal soul, and the father is noble reason.
Are you listening? This was a trick. You see, it's simple. Because I have read it several times, I remember that he will tell this. Whenever he talks about a man and a woman, he knows that you are not listening careful. Here you think about femininity and masculinity. Nonsense. Here he will explain that when I say mommy, I'm talking about your ego. And when I say father, I'm talking about the logic. So, please, go back and read it again. If not tonight, tomorrow. Yes?
The mother is the carnal soul and the father is noble reason. Its beginning is constraint, but its end is 100 expansions. O giver of understandings, come to my help. None wills unless thou will.
Ah, this is it. The wish of being educated. How did it appear in you? You learned it from the school. If you don't go to school, you don't start this. Why? This is it. Logic doesn't come with my nature. I was not born with it. I should be educated. So if the general education wants it, it will happen. If not, it will not happen. Yes?
Both the desire and the good action proceed from thee. Who are we? Thou art the first, thou art the last.
Aha. O master of education, we are trying this, we are trying that. Why? Why did you start to educate? Why did you start to talk? We don't know even how the human being talks. You talking because it was here. So, I'm looking at that source of creation who created all of this. Yes?
Do thou speak, and do thou hear, and do thou be. We are wholly naught, notwithstanding all this hewing.
This is it. I should understand my non-existence. I just participate in this movement in human existence. Humanity learned talking and writing. I learned it too. Why? Because generation by generation they did this, so I inherit that and I act upon it. But I should not forget that main part of me is a part of we. Me? No importance if I don't do good. What's the importance of me? Yes, in educating, when we are talking about logic, I'm much better than a cow. But if you're talking about just existence and being alive, cow is a living creature just like me. The rest is the culture I received. This is what he's talking about. Yes.
Because of this resignation, do thou increase our desire for worship. Do not send the sloth and stagnation of necessitarianism. Necessitarianism is the wing and pinion of the perfect. Necessitarianism is also the prison and chains of the slothful.
Aha, this is it. There are necessitarian, those words I don't understand. The word here is jabber. Means push. When you are forced to do something, what's the matter over there? You could say, I was forced, this is not my idea. You're stupid if you see it like that. Because, yes, I'm forced to go to school. I'm forced to be polite. I'm forced to educate myself. That's the force we are talking about. We talked about it in book one. We said, listen, there are some force in here and some somehow relating to jabr va tabakkul. We talked about this. Say, all the logical people, they believe in the stuff that they have to do. They don't understand. We have both of them. I have the choices and I'm forced to be logical and educate myself because I'm human being. Yes?
Know that this necessitarianism is like the water of the Nile, water to the true believer and blood to the infidel.
That's that silly story we told about the time of the Moses. That magic, that river, do you remember that river? For the followers of the Pharaoh, it was blood. He even explained that this Jew put up some water, drank half of it and said, okay, come and drink this. When the other guy started this, he turned to blood. Because that blood and the water depends on your attitude. Here in this universe that we want to talk about, and we are going on, don't worry, a couple of long paragraphs is waiting for you. Paragraphs like this, with that many highlights for me, because he wants to explain a very delicate stuff here, which is the need of education, which looks difficult to you, but is ideal in the eyes of your teacher. That's the point, yes?
Wings carry falcons to the king. Wings carry.
Is good or bad? It depends where that bird wants to fly. When it is flying, sometimes is good, sometimes, because wing is an instrument. The instruments are not important. The idea of the user of that instrument is important. Yes?
Wings carry falcons to the king, wings carry crows to the graveyard. Now return to the description of non-existence.
Up to here I was explaining the existence. Do you remember that this universe is not this existence? This existence is here for a moment. It will go away. Do you remember the workshop of creation is in non-existence? So don't depend on your existence. Think about the non-existence, the future, what you are making, what you are influencing to happen. Yes?
Now return to the description of non-existence, for it is like bizarre, although you think it is poison. Hark, O fellow servant, go, and like the Hindu boy, be not afraid of the Mahmud of non-existence. Be afraid of the existence in which you are now. That fantasy of yours is nothing, and you...
Don't worry about the future. Worry about now what you are, because you are not the best, are you? That's what we're talking about. Yes?
That fantasy of yours is nothing, and you are nothing. One nothing has fallen in love with another nothing. A mere nothing has waylaid a mere nothing.
I don't know how better somebody could do this. That you don't exist, and you are in love with your non-existence, which is your existence, which is now. And how silly it could be. And nothing is in love with nothing. The outcome is nothing. Yes?
When these fantasies have departed from before you, that which your understanding has not conceived becomes clear to you.
Ah. He didn't say you become this, you become that. He said, when you forget about this illusion that you have, then you will understand what you don't understand. The animal thinks about what the animal understands. We have a lot of questions and we want to expand this. We are not talking about now. We are talking about future, because now we go and the future will be here, inshallah. Oh, I will start from the beginning of the paragraph. Rahmatullah alayha gofta ast zikr Shah Mahmud Fawzi sufta ast. که از غذای هند پیش آن همام در غنیمت افتادش یک غلام. پس خلیفش کرد و بر تختش نشاند، بر سپه بگزید و فرزند خوان. طول و عرض و وصف قصه تو به تو در کلام آن بزرگ دین بجو. حاصل آن کودک بر این تخت نزار، شست پهلوی قباد شهریار. گریه کردی، عشق میراندی به سوز. گفت شه او را که ای پیروز روز، از چه گریه دولتت شد ناگوار؟ فوق املاکی قرین شهریار. تو بر این تخت و وزیران و سپاه، پیش تخت صفزده چون نجم ما. گفت کودک گریم زان است زار، که مرا مادر در آن شهر و دیار. از تو هم تهدید کردی هر زمان، بینمت در دست محمود ارسلان. پس پدر مر مادرم را در جواب، جنگ کردی که این چه خشم است و عذاب. می نیابی هیچ نفرینی دیگر از این چنین نفرین مهلک سهلتر. سخت بی رحمی و بس سنگین دلی، که به صد شمشیر او را قاتلی. من زگفته هر دو حیران گشتمی، در دل افتادی مرا بیمخمی. تا چه دوزخ خوست محموده عجب، که مثل گشته است در ویل و کرب. من همی لرزیدمی از بیم تو، غافل از اکرام و از تعظیم تو. مادرم کو تا ببیند این زمان، مرمرا بر تخت ای شاه جهان. فقر آن محمود سسته بی سعد، تب از او دائم همی ترساندد. گر بدانی رحم این محمود راد، خوش بگویی عاقبت محمود باد. فقر آن محمود توسته بیم دل، کم شنوز این مادر طبع مزل. چون شکار فقر گردی تو یقین، همچو کودک عشق باری یومدین. گرچند در پرورش تن مادر است، لیک از صد دشمنت دشمنتر است. تا تن چو شد بیمار دارو جود کرد.